Reading passage. The Alhambra was a palace, a citadel, a fortress, and home of the Nasrid sultans, high government officials, servants of the court, and elite soldiers of the Nasrid dynasty, 1238 to 1492, the last Islamic sultanate in the Iberian Peninsula. Together with the Mesquita, Great Mosque, of Cordoba, the Alhambra is one of the most widely known of all Islamic works of art. The Nasrid sultans chose as the site for their court the Sabica Hill, one of the foothills of the Sierra Nevada range on the plain of Granada, to keep watch over the capital of their kingdom and the surrounding area. From the beginning of the 13th century, the small older buildings on the site, mainly watchtowers, which dated back to before the 11th century, gradually grew into a huge walled compound clearly intended to be both palace and court. Thus, the Alhambra was not a single static construction built at a specific date, but rather the result of an evolutionary process made up of successive reforms and extensions. Today, four separate groups of buildings can be identified on the Alhambra Palace Hill. Alcazaba, Fortress. This military fortress was built on the oldest site of the Alhambra and served a purely military purpose, as it was situated on the highest part of the hill overlooking the entire surrounding area. Palacios Nazaris, Nasrid Palaces. The highlight of your visit to the Alhambra Palace will be the time you spend in these royal palaces, which consist of a number of brilliantly designed and decorated function rooms and courtyards that were used by the Muslim rulers for various purposes. General Life Gardens. Literally meaning the garden of the architect, this area consists of beautiful gardens, fountains, and patios where the Moorish leaders had their summer palace built. Medina, Town. The Medina was created to house craftsmen and serve the day-to-day needs of the court. It occupies the largest part of the walled area within the upper Alhambra, where the ruins of several houses, baths, and small workshops along its typical alleys and squares are still preserved. The Albaicín is the largest, oldest, and most characteristic Moorish quarter in Spain. The Zirid monarchs first established their court here in the 11th century. It is a labyrinth of secluded plazas, alleyways, mosques rebuilt as churches, and horseshoe-shaped gates. A 17th-century poet described it as a paradise closed to many.